Juicy Geniuses, and welcome to another Juicy Friday interview. Today, Leanne and I are on a call with a fabulous Juicy Genius by the name of Michelle Gelati. Now, before we start asking Michelle some questions about her business and what she does, I want to tell you a little story about how Leanne and I actually met Michelle. For those of you who saw my email that went out on Tuesday, you'll kind of know already, but to give you a nutshell version, is Leanne and I were speaking at Lisa Nichols' Speak and Write to Make Millions event in San Diego this past week, and after we got off the stage, Michelle came up to our table, and it was like we immediately knew her. In fact, my boyfriend, Sammy, asked me after, he's like, oh, how long have you known Michelle for? And I was like, what do you mean? We just met her. And so I think that just kind of tells how fast we clicked. You have a fabulous story, amazing energy, and we just instantly fell in love with you, and your message is so similar to what ours is here at Juicy Geniuses, and we knew right away that we wanted to introduce you to our community and share your story and what you're all about. So again, thank you, you know, so much for joining us here today, and you know, I'd like to just go ahead and welcome you to the call.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. I love it. I love it. I've been looking so forward to it.
Like Alex said, it was absolutely amazing meeting you at Lisa's event. You were definitely one of our highlights, and we're really happy that we've kept in touch. And I know we had a really juicy conversation when you came up to us, and you told us more about what you're up to. So why don't you take a couple of minutes and share your story with our community briefly?
Sure. So as these lovely ladies, or I should say Juicy Geniuses, have said, my name is Michelle Gelati. I'm originally from San Francisco. That's where my professional life and I guess life in general really began. And I think if I had to choose, you know, kind of a tagline for my life, it would probably be the modern day gypsy, because I feel like I'm constantly on the move, which it's great. I mean, it makes me happy, and that's why I do it. You know, I'm constantly traveling. I in the last 10 years have lived in 6 different cities in 3 different countries, if you count the U.S. So that is really what comes to mind. You know, when I think of me, when I think of my life, travel is, you know, really high on the list. And then I have as far as my company, for the last 10 years, I've had and run a branding, design, and coaching business, helping women entrepreneurs really, you know, unlock, you know, their magnetic brand, and really, as I like to say, make happiness their business. Like really, you know, similar to you guys, really helping women entrepreneurs find what it is in business that makes them truly, truly happy.
I love that. Hearing you talk about being a gypsy, that's so Leanne and I. I mean, even right now, I mean, Leanne and I, our home base is in Vancouver, but right now Leanne's in Phoenix and I'm in Denver, and we are constantly on the road, and actually more so now than ever we have a home base. We've both lived in Asia and spent a lot of time in Europe and South America. And so, yeah, the last 4 or 5 years for us have been the exact same way. And for us, travel is just one of our passions, and we do it so, so much. And so that's one thing that we have in common with you. And the second thing, I love that you're all about branding. Leanne and I talk a lot about that. We talked a lot about it on stage at Lisa Nichols' event, that when you're building your business, whether it be online or offline, branding is so, so important. And a lot of online marketing or online, you know, business gurus teach that branding isn't a necessary part of online business, because of course you don't necessarily need it in order to make money, but we really believe if you want to build a business that you're proud to show off, and one that really represents who you are, and one that's super authentic and aligned with your mission and your purpose in life, then that's really going to be the key to success. And so, again, I think you just hit the nail on the head right there, and I absolutely love what you're all about. And so I'm curious to know, what were you doing before you became an entrepreneur? Were you fulfilled doing that? You know, what were you doing before you kind of made this step into your branding and design coaching business?
Sure. So I worked at 2, you know, creative, what people in the business in advertising like to call creative hot shops in San Francisco. So I was in advertising. I was straddling both the creative media department and as well as just strategic planning. So, you know, really getting into the minds of consumers, as well as like, you know, what who is this brand and how do we best position them in the media? So that's what I was doing before. And as far as I love the question, you know, were you fulfilled? Because I immediately think of all that I'm grateful for, you know, so like, you know, was I excited doing the work that I did before my company now? Most definitely. Was I inspired? Most definitely. I made great friends. Yes. I was, you know, I learned, I was a sponge, all of that, like check, check, check. And fulfilled? No. I, you know, so it's like, yes, it was a great experience and I wasn't fulfilled. I mean, and I think the you guys probably can relate to this. I have, you know, journals that are so, these huge journals where when I would come home from, you know, a long day and night of working or a weekend of working, I was constantly filling out these like inspiration journals, like the things I was going to do someday, you know, and like cutting things out of magazines and just sitting back at night going, okay, like this, I did a lot today. I did well today. Like this was good, a good day, but I know that there's more.
Yeah, definitely. I know that Alex and I can both relate to what you're saying. For me, when I was in university, I worked for, it was for an amazing marketing company. It was the largest experiential marketing in North America, marketing company in North America. And I was with them for 4 years. So during university and then after. And it was a lot of fun. I met tons of people. But at the end of the day, I was like, and I know I said this, I think I said it on Lisa's stage, it was like a quick sugar fix, you know? And it's like, it felt good at the time, but it wasn't like nourishing for my soul in the long run. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't sustainable because it was just this rapid pace. And I knew that there was more. And it's funny that you say that about the journals, because I journaled a lot during that time. And that's when I really started to get clear on what is it that I really want and what's going to make me happy. So I know that I had my, what we call stroke of juicy genius. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really realized that I'm meant to be doing something different with my life. And I started to take the next steps to fulfilling that. When did you have your stroke of juicy genius and what did that look like for you?
Right. My stroke of juicy genius or genius was really, the short answer is when I realized that I was like on that net, like kind of that next phase of my confidence. So again, working with big brands like Got Milk and Starbucks and Crystal Cruises, Hewlett Packard, and I can go on. I think there was something that happened, you know, beyond being creative and really learning, like I was saying before, being a sponge and really taking all of that learning, I realized, wait a second, it literally was a stroke of genius. I mean, it was, I know what I'm doing. You know, there, I have this confidence. And I remember very clearly walking into one of my director's offices, giving him was always writing presentations, you know? And so I walked in with a deck or with a PowerPoint presentation, showed it to him, and he, you know, flipped through it. It was like 30, 40 pages long. And he said, yeah, it's great. The content's great. He goes, now, wow, you spent a lot of time on the design of the cover and of, you know, the presentation, the graphical bits. And at that point, I remember also realizing, okay, I know I have this confidence, and it really comes from knowing what I know. So like the intellectual stuff, like the, you know, all the content that he was saying, okay, yeah, it's good to go. And this creative side of me that was not being tapped into yet in the job or in, you know, in that part of, you know, of my professional life yet.
Yeah, I love it when you can remember almost the exact moment or conversation you had. I think it's so powerful when you can just realize that a trigger kind of went off and that's when you knew it was time to do something else. And, you know, you talked about it took confidence, which is so, so true. I love that you mentioned creativity. I mean, that's something that Leanne and I are so excited about every day, that we have complete creative freedom to mm-hmm. do what we want. And there's no one to hand in, you know, a report to and make sure that it's, you know, that it's up to their standards. Everything is coming from our own hearts and minds. And so it's really exciting. And then the third thing, and it's funny because they're all C's and I'm not planning this, but I know that stepping away from a 9-to-5 job, probably one that you were getting paid quite well for, takes a lot of courage. And, you know, we all have those days as an entrepreneur where you wake up and you're like, what am I doing? Am I supposed to be doing this? And, you know, I always tell myself, like, okay, you were courageous enough to do this. You'll have those down days, but you were one of the ones who actually were able to kind of go against the grain and really find that strength inside. So how would you say, you know, you were able to find the courage to do that, and what made it so that you were able to step away? Because a lot of people are probably at that point where you were right before you had your stroke of juicy genius, where they know they want to change, but it's scary. You know, what would you say was your kind of motivating factor?
Sure. Mine, I think, in my opinion, came maybe easier because I, again, being this modern day gypsy, I was moving. It was the first move in this 10-year span. And so I was moving from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and, you know, weeks before on the plane, I mean, landing, it was, my question was, okay, or statement, then a question. I could go back to advertising. When I land in LA, I could go back to advertising. I could go to Chiat Day. I could go to, you know, whatever, all these ad agencies that were down here. Or I could take this opportunity of change, of this move, and allow it, give myself the permission to have it be my big move. And it was thrilling and also terrifying, you know, at the same time, yet actually more thrilling than terrifying. And so I decided to do it. And honestly, it was the best decision on the planet. And I think, again, the move was the impetus, but really, even if you're not moving, you know, my advice would be like, even if you're not moving like I was, we know when there's that burning desire, and we know, and really all it takes is that whole, you know, that entrepreneur sort of spirit that says, you know, we can jump and the net will appear. And it does. Whether you move or not, it will appear. Honest to God, it does.
It's an encouraging and inspiring quote. Leap and the net will appear. And yeah. I really do agree with you. I think it's about making the decision to actually do something different and to step out. Once you make the decision, everything actually does start to line up and these magical things start to happen. So, Michelle, if you had to give one other piece of advice to someone who was really looking to step away from the 9-to-5 and pursue their dreams, what would that be?
Oh, it's two in one, and that is follow your gut, because we all know what we love and we all know what we want to do. So it's clearing way for that. Follow your gut and really connect with a mentor of some, you know, someone that gets you, that is open, that can really kind of help you early on, which is something I did not have, to help you early on and really not just support you, but really kind of, you know, start to show you quite clearly what these steps are to take so that it is maybe a little bit less daunting, you know, for you.
That's such great advice. You know, Leanne and I, again, have quite frequently said, you know, surround yourself with incredible people. You're some of the five people you spend the most time with. And that includes, you know, personal life, business. You really want to surround yourself with people who have it figured out, people who are kind of that one step ahead of you and really want you to succeed and support you, and someone who you can also learn a lot from. And that actually leads really nicely into our next question, which is, you know, how do you deal with, I mean, because not everybody is always supportive of, you know, especially someone who's stepping out and doing their own thing and kind of following their dreams, quote unquote, because I think it sheds a lot of light on some people who maybe aren't quite there yet. And not everyone is as supportive as you would like. And you have to deal with that negative energy sometimes. And so aside from surrounding yourself with, you know, mentors and people who will support you, how do you deal with that kind of uncertainty and negativity that you sometimes receive, if any?
I think my answer to that is a really yogi one. I love yoga. I'm, you know, certified in yoga. I'm writing a book on yoga. So this answer is totally yoga. And that is, whether it's in my professional life or in my personal life, when
I come across those situations or those people, I honestly really just send them what I call, you know, love and light. I mean, and something that I do, and that I'm also, you know, really writing in my book, like these yoga truths that really do help stretch our happiness, like truly, really just giving that, which even though you're not receiving it, give it, because it does come back to you. And, you know, it's something that at Lisa's event, at Lisa Nichols, Speak and Write to Make Millions event, that she said that I really loved was, you know, sometimes you are going to come across people who don't get your, you know, what you're trying to do, don't get your business, or aren't as supportive as maybe you want them to be. But that's because it's your vision. It's not their vision. You know, like the universe gave this vision to me. And so I am so clear about it. And if others aren't clear about it, that's okay. As long as you are clear, your path will be, you know, clear as well.
Yeah, that's actually, that makes a lot of sense, what you just said. And I think that's amazing advice for people who are out there who really are pursuing their dreams, because there are, you know, like there's some of my friends who they don't quite get it, and they're supportive. And then there's other people who don't really acknowledge it so much. And to begin with, I would get a little offended. I'm like, well, why aren't they, you know, like I've stepped away from everything. Don't they understand? Like, this is difficult. And it's really taken me just realize it's like letting go and being okay with the fact that not everyone's going to see what I see the exact same way. And I really feel like once I actually let go of the outcome, like to how people would react and what they would say to me, I found this like amazing inner peace. And then it's kind of cool to see what happens with all of the other people, because, you know, slowly they're starting to ask more questions, and mm-hmm. if they do, great. And if they don't, great. So that's wonderful advice. And I'm really, really happy that you shared that. We didn't hear that when we were at Lisa's event, so that's great. Mm-hmm. The one thing that you really said, Michelle, you said it's like sending them love and light. And I was almost expecting you to say that, because when you came up to us at the event, you're like, you girls are from the heart. And when we started talking to you, you're all about marketing and branding from the heart. Why don't you actually take a couple of minutes and tell us a bit more, because we absolutely love your message and the way you really communicate your brand. Why do you think having a powerful brand is so important for your business?
Yes. Oh, love that question. There two things. A powerful brand, not only, you know, again, we're all busy. You know, whether it's we're online, we have 20 seconds, 2 minutes to look at someone's site, or, you know, we're rushing to yoga, or we're running to a client meeting. I mean, generally, that's kind of the human, you know, condition. And I think having a power, not a thing, I know that a powerful brand really helps us stand out amongst that busyness, and amongst, you know, what in market, you know, in the marketing world, we like to say clutter, you know, kind of that market clutter. So that's one of the top two. And then the next one, you know, I think nine out of 10 small businesses or businesses fail? I forget what it is. And not, believe you me, this is not how I live my life, like thinking about this. But if the reality of the situation is that, you know, most businesses close their doors before really kind of like having, you know what I mean, that happiness, that like success that they've always wanted. I think having a powerful brand really helps us in creating and establishing longevity to our beloved businesses. And that's all we want. I mean, we all have become entrepreneurs because we adore. I mean, it gives me chills just saying it. I love what I do. And I want to give my business, I want to put my best foot forward. And one of those, you know, and one of those ways is absolutely to create a, you know, a powerful brand that means something in the minds of, you know, obviously of the consumers, of the of our ideal clients, and most definitely means something to me as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I said this before, but Leanne and I feel branding is so, so important. We both have some branding background and, you know, in school and things like that. But when we started building our business, the brand You know, aside from coming up with the market research and, you know, our ideal customer and all that, but coming up with our brand was the most fun part, and it was the one that reflected who we are most, you know, or the step that reflected who we are most authentically. So coming up with the brand, I think, is just so crucial, whether you're doing business offline or online. But you kind of hit the nail on the head with the whole online thing. Is the number one question that we get from a lot of people looking to start their business online is they go, okay, but I get like hundreds of emails from all of these mailing lists that I'm on a day. Why would someone read and open my emails? And I always say the same thing. It's about creating a relationship with these people and treating them like they're a friend that you would meet, you know, on the street one day, and kind of coming from that place of complete authenticity. And if they can identify with your brand, and if you're really true to what your brand is and what you represent, then that's going to be kind of the building block and the foundation to creating that relationship. So I absolutely love that. And, you know, what advice would you give to, let's say, a woman in our community who is just starting out trying to build her online brand and business? What advice would you give her?
Sure. I would say, again, coming from that heartful space, that yogi space, is really be mindful. And what I mean by that is take the time now to delve deep or deeper into, you know, the why of, you know, why do you do what you do, or why do you want to do what you do? And in that, you know, what is that special sauce? Because we all have it. You know, what is that unique factor that is really going to help you, you know, rise above? So taking the time, because I've heard women talk about, oh yeah, I have a temporary this, or I'm doing that temporarily, and I'm doing that temporarily. And I completely understand, we've all done it. It's, again, talk about the human condition. Like, sometimes you need to get things out there and they're not going to be maybe exactly the way you want them to be. But I feel like, you know, if we're putting temporary out into the universe, this is temporary, this is temporary, this is temporary, and not taking that time to really, you know, be proud of the brand and that we're creating, that's what we're going to get back. We're going to get a temporary business, and we don't want a temporary business. We want something that is solid and exciting to us and makes us, you know, that makes us really, you know, proud and excited when we hand that business card over or send that newsletter, you know, to our online community, you know. So it's definitely being mindful and being proud of what you're putting out there.
Yeah. And again, I just smiled and I was nodding my head the entire time you were talking. Being mindful and really building, I love what you said, like differentiating between like temporary and this is what I love. This is what like makes my soul sing and dance. This is what brings me alive. And this is what I want to actually do. I know, like, I can still remember back when I've had the temporary frame of mind, and my actions and the way that everything sort of unfolded around me wasn't necessarily that great. It was a little chaotic. It was a little scattered all over the place. And I really look like, even with Juicy Geniuses, we've been working on this for probably almost 2 years now, like the actual idea and conceptualizing, and we were really quite mindful, and we took days and days and days. And I remember to begin with, it'd be like, oh, we just talked, but looking back, we needed to go through all of that because that was our thought process. And we really did put in the time to get to where we are today. And we took mindful steps and action. We, you know, we would do this and do this and do this. And it was really, it's really nice to see how when you actually do put in the time, something manifests and it's created in the right way. And I really love what you said about the reason why. And this was actually the first TED Talk video that I saw. It was Simon Sinek's Start With Why. That's his book. I believe the TED Talk might have a different name, but he really talks about how great leaders and business people come from that reason of why. It's not the what, it's not the how. Those come naturally when you're very strong and powerful and connected with why you're doing something. And of course, when the why is coming from that heart space again. So thank you so much for sharing that. Absolutely amazing information. Where can our community go to learn more about you and your business and everything that you're up to?
Sure. Well, it's a great time right now. As you guys know, next week, actually, I'm hosting a free 3-part branding call series, which starts Friday, May 11th, and it'll go May 18th, Friday, and then a Thursday, May 24th. And essentially, what my intention is for those 3 calls is really to give great content, really great quality content, to listeners, entrepreneurs, business owners, about how to really, as I was mentioning before, how to really unlock your magnetic brand. And so it's going to be 3 really powerful calls. They're each an hour long. And I'm so excited because, again, coming from this space of just joy and loving what I do and sharing, what I know, these 3 calls will definitely be those containers for me.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. And we'll put the link to that call series where people can go and register right below this video for everyone who's listening. I know personally I've already gone into my Google Calendar and labeled those 3 calls so I don't miss them. I really want to hear more about your branding strategy, and I just think it's going to be so incredible, and I know you have so much value and content to share with everybody else. So those of you who are listening, I really highly recommend that you click the link below and go check out Michelle's call series. They start May 11th, and there's one a week for 3 weeks, so not a huge commitment, but it'll be definitely worth your time. So that's it for the interview. I think we went a little bit over, but it was well worth it, and thank you so much for joining us today, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful chatting, and we look forward to hearing you rock your brandy and genius and your juiciness on your calls.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.